Hey everybody, I have two things to tell you right off the bat. Number one is I'm recovering from a cold that I got yesterday, but I'm already feeling better, so I think the worst might be over. So I think I'm good. But secondly, hold on to your hats or headphones, I got a dog. I mentioned a few months ago that I have puppy fever, and I succumbed to it, and I adopted a dog. She is so cute. She's the sweetest little puppy in the whole world, and I'm not sure if you can hear her howling right now, but she just ate, so, and I just took her out, so I think she just wants attention. I'm gonna go play with her once I'm done recording. But yeah, she's so sweet. She's so cute, you guys. I took her out and about a couple days ago, and I got stopped on the sidewalk like 5 or 6 times by people who just wanted to tell me how cute she is. And 2 of those people took pictures of her. So that is how adorable she is. She's made me incredibly popular. I got so tired by the end of going out the other day because I got stopped by like 5 different strangers and ended up standing around talking to them and stuff. Yeah, she's just so cute. I can't get over how cute she is. She's got really cute brown spots, little floppy ears. I'm gonna post a picture in a few days, probably, to show you guys. She's so cute. She's so cute. She's so cute. I took her to the vet recently, and they also went crazy over her. Yeah, the appointment went really well. Everything looks good. The one thing that I'm a little bit worried about is that the vet told me that she should be eating grain, but I was reading a few articles by different vets, and also I was reading up on like Reddit and stuff, people saying that grain is generally bad for dogs, even though it's in a lot of dog food. And so I've been giving her a grain-free diet, but I'm not sure if I should listen to my vet or if I should listen to the articles that I read online. I don't know. I don't know who to believe. There's so many different opinions. So yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll do more research. I've also really, really been wanting to move lately, and I've wanted to move for a while, but the past month or so, I've been really feeling like I need to get out of where I live, because I really don't like it very much. And also, I haven't seen much of the world, and I'm in my early 20s, so I feel like now is the time. So I would love to either move to a different state or even out of the country. I'm open to that too. But I need to do a lot of research, and I should probably visit places before I like buy a house there. So that's something that I need to figure out. But yeah, there are just so many beautiful places that I've been looking at online, and I can't decide where I want to live. If anybody has any recommendations, I would love to hear what you guys think. Places that I should check out. Yeah, I'm interested to see what you guys think. I was going to go to a wedding in September, but it's a destination wedding, and it sounds pretty complicated, and I don't think I'm gonna end up going after all. Which, actually, is a little bit convenient because another friend of mine is getting married that same weekend, and so it opens up the opportunity to go to the other friend's wedding, who I actually know better, but the other friend, she sent the invitations first, so that's why I was planning on going to hers instead. So I feel bad about missing it, but we're not super close, and I think since it's a destination wedding, it's understandable that some people can't make it. So yeah, this means that I can go to my other friend's wedding, who I grew up with. And yeah, I'm super excited. Technically, I haven't RSVP'd yet because I know the date, but I'm not sure yet where it is. And so it kind of depends where the wedding is going to be and stuff. But hopefully, I'm going to go. It's going to be really cool to see a lot of the people that I was friends with in my childhood. I've known her since I was, I think, 6 or 7. Yeah, when I was 7. And then we were like really, really good friends up until I turned 12, and then I moved away, and then we were just like writing emails back and forth and stuff. And I went to her house still a few times because I didn't live super far away, only like an hour, but I didn't see her as much. But I've been keeping up with her on like Instagram and stuff, and yeah, she's really cool. She's a really cool person. I'm so excited for her. So yeah, I think I've got a wedding in September. I think that's the extent of my summer plans. I don't have much going on. Unless I decide to travel and check out different places. I'm in the mood to just pick somewhere on a map and just move there and figure it out when I get there. But I know that isn't a smart idea, so I'm not going to do that. But it's super tempting to just kind of pack a suitcase and start fresh. I saw How to Train Your Dragon at the movies. That was really fun. I was really impressed with the casting and the special effects and the set design. It was really cool. I haven't seen most of the movies that I talked about in the last ramble. I saw Jurassic World Rebirth. It's so funny. I put that in that pool party sister's friend audio. I talked about that movie. But I wasn't like ecstatic to see it or anything. I just picked a random movie to talk about. So I think I gave a lot of people the impression that I'm like a diehard Jurassic World fan. And I do like the movies a lot. I think they're really cool, but, I wouldn't call myself a diehard fan or anything. But yeah, I liked the movie. I thought it was really fun. And I haven't seen Materialists or Elio still. I'll probably just watch them when they come onto streaming. I have been watching The Summer I Turned Pretty, which I talked about in my last ramble. So I did end up watching it, and It's still hard to watch, but in a really entertaining way. There are so many books I've read that are rom-com type stories that don't get turned into movies, but then I feel like the books that I'm not super crazy about get turned into movies. Technically, I haven't read the full Summer I Turned Pretty series, but I did accidentally read the third book a few years ago, not realizing that it was part of a series. I don't know how that happened, but I think I must have found it on a list or something of great summer romance stories or something like that. So I ended up reading it, and and I remember being really confused about, there was just so much context that I felt like I wasn't getting. And that's because it was the third book in a series. But it's funny, I don't really remember much about it. Just a few plot points. So I can't really remember what happens in the story, so it's fun watching the show. But yeah, there are so many books that I wish would get movies. Like, there's this one book called Trouble Is a Friend of Mine. I've talked about it before, but I think a while ago in like really old Q&As when I was like 18 or 19. But yeah, that book series, Trouble Is a Friend of Mine, is like one of my all-time favorites. But no one ever really talks about it. It doesn't really have much of a fan base. And I think it's so underrated. It's so funny. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that series. But maybe it's good that it hasn't been turned into a movie, because maybe it would get ruined. I don't know. Yeah, so I've been watching that. I went to a river a couple weeks ago, and I went swimming. Well, kind of. I went underwater, but it was so cold that I didn't really get to enjoy it very much because I was too busy just talking about how cold I was. But it was really nice. That's where I saw the goose that I took a picture of. Some of you might have seen that. What else have I been up to? Yesterday, I made a homemade vanilla Nutella milkshake following a recipe I randomly found. And it was so good, you guys. It was amazing. And I have these really cute miniature-sized milkshake glasses, like the vintage retro kind of ones that you see in a diner with a cherry on top and a cute straw. So I had it in that, and it was really fun. I've also been experimenting with a lot of different smoothie recipes, but really weird ones. Ones that have ingredients that I normally wouldn't put in my smoothies, like walnuts and lime. It's been really fun trying out different recipes. There have been a few really annoying plagiarism cases that have occurred recently with my scripts getting stolen. And that's been so annoying to deal with. But I'm dealing with it. It's okay. I hate AI, you guys. AI has taken over YouTube. But thankfully, YouTube announced that AI content can't be monetized. So that's really nice, at least. So I'm hoping that will kill a lot of the channels that have been using AI. There have been a few that have taken my voice or whatever, and they sound so robotic. Sometimes they'll sound realistic, but then they'll start glitching out or something for a moment, and they'll be like this. That's a cool trick I learned with voice acting. If you tap your voice box, if you want to sound like a robot, isn't that so cool? Blah. Hello, everyone. I am After Glow ASMR. It sounds exactly like I'm an AI voice. Oh, something really creepy happened. The cameras at my place at 2 in the morning caught, footage of a lady in a white dress walking in front of my door. At 2 in the morning, or I think it was 2:30 in the morning. This was about a week ago. Isn't that so creepy? I have no explanation for what was going on there, but... And also, I don't think she was wearing shoes. Or if she was wearing shoes, then it might have been flip-flops or something. But yeah, super creepy. I don't know what was going on with that, but it was probably a ghost. So can you tell why I want to move so badly? My hands smell like my dog's shampoo. I love that smell so much. Anyways, I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble, and I'll see you guys in my next audio. I have a Q&A coming up, and then exclusive audio and a normal YouTube audio. So stay tuned. And, yeah. Okay, bye.